Kyle Knight with Rapids Radio. I'm here with Jessica Bardzell with the NAMI Grand Rapids area. We're here to talk about their organization and an event they have coming up. Go ahead and kind of tell us a little bit about NAMI.
So NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's a nationwide organization, but we also have a Grand Rapids chapter, NAMI Grand Rapids area. NAMI's mission is to provide education, support, advocacy for children and adults with mental illness and their families. Our specific group, we offer different educational and advocacy resources. There is a family support group the first Tuesday of every month at Community Presbyterian Church, and that is for family members who are trying to support a family member with mental illness. It's a good way for families to connect and share what they're experiencing. As I said, we do different activities in the community to raise awareness around mental illness and educational activities at times, too.
Now, there is a national part, kind of a national chapter of this organization, but you specifically are with the Grand Rapids one. Their website is www.NAMI, grandrapidsmn.org. What can you kind of tell people what they can find on your website?
There are quite a few different things on the website where you can find various resources. There are links to the Minnesota and I think even the national site. It tells you different activities, talks about the support group, different information. There's such as mental health college guide, a lot of different resources and links to further resources because there are a lot of things that are offered through NAMI.
And again, that website is www.NAMI, grandrapidsmn.org. We had an event coming up this Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Woodland Bank Community Room. Tell us about that Hope for Recovery event.
So Hope for Recovery, it's a free workshop for families and friends and loved ones who are either wanting to learn more about mental illness, they have a family member or friend that they are supporting. It's a great way to learn about local resources. We talk about the different mental illnesses and cover what those are. We also talk about suicide prevention, healthy relationships, crisis management. And it's really not for professional development. It's more for the family members or friends. It doesn't always have to be a family member, but if it's someone that is just wanting to learn more sometimes, but a lot of times people are struggling to know what to do in a certain situation. And it's, I wouldn't say we have answers, but we have different tools and ideas for people and just education around some of the mental illnesses. Sometimes people know what they're experiencing. Sometimes people aren't quite sure what's going on with their, you know, family member or loved one.
I think that's exactly why events like this are so huge, because just in my lifetime, 20 years ago, mental health wasn't on anyone's radar. If you brought it up, it was kind of laughed at in a lot of cases. So I think even in today, as much as it's talked about more and more, people still struggle with understanding what they're going through, what they're dealing with.
I hope I have the statistics right. I think it's at least 1 in 5 people are diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. I know the curriculum, so I should know the numbers, but if you think about that number, and I feel like that's probably a kind of low number depending on what you're dealing with, that means that you've somehow come in contact with it, either yourself or someone else you know.
My experience before this, I was in a lot of retail management, which is just rife with mental health issues. So that 1 in 5 number could be a lot bigger. And I think in some industries, you'll see that it's a lot bigger. And people, they struggle with trying to find help. So I think when I was running a different store in a different town, I would have loved to have known about this event just to let my team know about it. Hey, this is something that could potentially help you, because I think this is huge.
Yes. And then, like I said, this is specifically for the family members, or like I said, it could be a friend or a loved one, you know, spouse, partner, whatever. And I think a lot of employers aren't always aware of what's available and how to support their employees. So we do offer education to employers just so that they know how to support their employees also.
And we're talking with Jessica Bardzell of NAMI Grand Rapids. So we have this event coming up November 16th from 10 to 4. Do you have any other events that'll be coming up similar to this?
What do we have coming up? Like I said, there's always the family support groups the first Tuesday of the month. So the next one would be, I think, like December 2nd, if I'm remembering correctly.
So your Hope for Recovery event coming up this Sunday, November 16th from 10 to 4. Tell people how they can sign up for that and kind of where to go.
So you can go to our website, NAMIGrandRapidsMN.org. You can also, I believe it's been posted to the NAMI Facebook page, NAMI Grand Rapids area Facebook page, and you can register on there. And I just encourage people to go because it is a really good way for people to learn more about how to support their loved ones, what they can do for themselves, you know, maybe how to find help sometimes, and also connect with other people. Because of the timing of the event, I know last time we just did one of these back in May, and we figured out that we needed more time because it's a lot of information. We will be serving lunch during this event also.
I attended an event similar to this one. It was more specific with suicide prevention. And one of the things that they mentioned is if you are struggling recently with suicide, maybe not attend this event. Is this similar to that? Or
I would say if you're looking for more direct help and really struggling, it might not be. But if you are struggling with how to support a loved one, this might be a good way to at least get some ideas and maybe not feel like you're the only one dealing with this.
And so for the people who can't attend this event, but they want to help out, is there a place they can go to donate?
There is. There are ways to donate through our website. And once again, that's the NAMI Grand Rapids MN.org website.
So that event, that is the Hope for Recovery Workshop, this coming Sunday, November 16th from 10 to 4 at the Woodland Bank Community Room. I'm Kyle Knight with Rapids Radio. This has been Jessica Bardzell with NAMI Grand Rapids.